Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you Friday night, getaway Friday night, last Friday in the month of June. Next Friday, we will be in the month of July. 13 and a half minutes past the hour here. Now, we were getting a call as we were going to break there. Give us a call if the line's busy. It just means we're on the line with somebody else. So call back if that was you as we were going to break, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz back. Angie Evers in studio with me on this Friday night. And last hour, I proposed that I should run for governor. You know, people have said I should run for mayor, but I never wanted to be mayor. Who wants to be mayor?
Would you have to be mayor before you
do? Oh, no, you can do anything. Now, governor, now that I might do.
You think?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be mayor.
I wouldn't want to be any of it.
No, but governor, that could be a position I could wrap myself in.
Well, I know what you don't want to be.
What's that?
A gardener.
No, I don't want to be a gardener. The soil is too hard for that. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you could get the kazoo man to run with you.
Oh, wouldn't he be entertaining?
And then, you know, people feel sorry for you and they'd vote for you.
Not a fan of the kazoo man, are you?
And no, not really. Maybe Michelle would name a burger after you if you...
Have you called back over there and put the word in?
No.
Well, now, you're supposed to be supporting me here in this effort.
Well, we ought to try to get listeners call over there and ask for you.
Well, maybe they have. I don't know. I haven't heard from Michelle in days. Maybe that's why she's angry at me.
And she didn't come in today, did she?
No, she didn't come in today.
She's probably afraid you'd mention that burger thing again.
Well, why should there not be a burger named after me? I mean, is this... You suggested this, didn't you?
Well, yeah, since you're good friends with her.
Well, right. And, you know, who else you gonna name a burger for?
Well, Mary Ellen Withrow would be a good one.
Oh, I think Mary Ellen should have a burger name. Well, no, I think Mary Ellen should have the footlong hot dog, because that's what she has eaten when we've been there with her.
I really like her points of view on things when
well, so you want me to take her as lieutenant governor?
He should be a good one.
Yeah. You'd vote for that, wouldn't you? Me and Mary Ellen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's say it's me and Mary Ellen and DeWine and Nan Whaley. Now, who are you going to vote for?
I'd probably vote for Nan Whaley.
Now, what do you mean, Nan Whaley?
Well, I like her, too.
You'd vote for her over me?
Well, maybe I'd have to vote for you since you're local.
Yeah, right. Jeez. Well, I think I have your support, but I don't know.
Yeah, if you get somebody besides the kazoo man.
Well, he's going to play at the inaugural.
Yeah, you could have him campaign for you.
Yeah, what he could, you know, do, you know. Be good. Put him in the back of a car going up and down the streets. He stands on the street already. Can you imagine the votes he would get? I bet he'd wear a button.
Did you ever figure out what they're protesting?
I have no idea, but I'm going to drop off a Scott Spears for Governor sign, and that way it'll look like they're all campaigning for me over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully somebody calls in and lets us know one day.
It's pretty bad when you're protesting or whatever they're doing and nobody knows what you're doing.
I know, this is the problem.
No wonder they're not getting their message across or something.
Herein lies the problem. Well, hey, thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Anybody can call in, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Here we are live on a Friday night. And when I run for governor, things are going to change. See, that's all you need is a catchy slogan. You don't have to have any opinions.
Like, what's your
right
slogan?
There it is. Things are going to change.
Okay.
Heads are going to roll. That's what it'll be.
Okay. I'll vote for you.
I'm going to take people in this state and kick them out. We're going to get all the bad people out of this state. Gone. Adios.
How are you going to do that?
I'm going to build a wall around Ohio.
Oh.
A big wall right here in Ohio, and nobody's getting in, nobody's getting out. Well, it's going to be one of those things, you know?
Well, that would be interesting.
But don't you think that's the kind of governor you want? Heads are going to roll. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, maybe.
Yeah. And then, you know, that's all I'm going to say at the debates, too. What do you think? Heads are going to roll. That's all they'll be. Heads are going to roll. That's all you need. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how you guys doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
All right, living the dream, buddy.
Good.
I missed it earlier this week, or it might have been earlier today. When you had, how much was the auditor, how much did they give away in the Visa gift card thing?
I think it was $4,000 in total.
$4,000, that's so crazy, man.
I know.
This guy's downplaying this whole situation, like.
Well, I just, you know, and I've invited the auditor on. I hope he comes.
Oh, no, you have. He ain't gonna come on. You know, he listens every day, though, right?
He does what?
He listens every day.
Well, I bet he does. Yes.
You know, Scott, you've been in radio long enough. You know, your biggest haters listen every day. Your number one listeners.
I do know that. I have a few of those out there.
Yeah.
Well, it's true, and I know that's why he doesn't want to come on, but honestly, I would give him, I have given people the fairest interviews, I have no judgment on him, but I do wonder about some things, like if the mayor's door is three doors down from yours, and you get an email from the mayor saying go buy $2,000 in gift cards, wouldn't you go down and ask him?
And I was trying to explain that because a buddy of mine, he didn't know that this situation was going on. I was explaining it to him today, and I was like, yeah, they didn't even go next door and ask the mayor or anyone in the mayor's office. Or I'm assuming whoever did it didn't even go and ask Landon himself, did they?
Well, that's a question, too, you know, and I would like to ask Robert Landon. Yeah, you know, who knows? That's the weird thing about that whole thing is, because I asked Mary Ellen when she was in here, she was in county government, you know, if you have a credit card, a city credit card in your office, can anybody in the office just walk up and use that thing without telling anybody?
I'd assume just walked away. I mean, if people are locking their own personal credit cards up in safes and, you know, hide away, I assume the city one didn't send them. I can't believe, did they send them to someone, or did they just buy them and now they're stuck with them?
Well, no, here's what happened. I'll give you this story in a tin-type fashion, and this it's odd, but what happened was they get this email. Now, here's the first part of it. I have Scott Scherzer's email. I know his email. I would think people in the auditor's office know his email.
So I would assume something like that would be a office email and not a personal.
You would think.
You know, just an inner office between each other, between the two offices. But go ahead.
So this guy gets an email in the auditor's office from an account that doesn't say Mayor Scott or Scherzer or Marion, Ohio or government or anything, but saying they're the mayor. Asks him to take $2,000 of his own money, go out, and buy gift cards for a raffle. Now, this guy in the auditor's office goes out and does it.
With his own money.
With his own money. $2,000 of his own money.
That's just the first time.
That's the first time. So then he comes back. He doesn't take them down to the mayor's office. He scratches them and takes pictures of them on his phone and sends them back to this email. Then the email comes back.
He scratches and he sends them the card number.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, look, wait a minute.
Which he thinks he's given to the mayor two doors down. It gets better. God. It gets better. The story's not over there. Yeah. Then the email comes back and says, "I need you to give me another $2,000 in gift cards for raffles." Well, this time he says, "I don't have that much money in my personal account, so I'll go use the city credit card for $2,000."
Oh my God!
And scratches them off and doesn't take them down to the mayor's office.
I don't understand how he thought he was just Yeah, with them being two doors down, I mean, they're in the same building with no questions asked, like a raffle for what?
Nothing.
No questions at all.
Nope.
But it's because the email said discreetly. I got one of those same emails at my work, and it said to do it discreetly from my boss to go out and do this. So it said to do it in secret.
Yeah, and obviously you weren't foolish enough.
You didn't do that,
no,
did you?
No, I did not do that.
No. But then, the other part of it is that, I feel bad for this kid because, you know, he resigns over it, loses his job, and then has to, he pays the city back $2,000.
And now he's out of his home.
So he's out
$4,000.
And everything else, I guess, goes along hunky-dory.
So the kid's out
$4,000? Yeah, the $2,000 of his original money, and then the $2,000 of the city's money paid back. Well, and I think probably so he wouldn't get prosecuted.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. I understand. I'm not putting it on the kid. I mean, that's stuff like that happens starts at the top. I mean, but, yeah, so it was a total of $4,000 in gift cards.
Gift cards.
$2,000 charged to the city of Marion.
Right. For a discreet raffle.
I've never heard of it as such a thing.
Well, I just, you know, if it were me, you know what it speaks to me? What is the relationship between that office and the mayor's office?
Oh, it's totally strained at this point.
Well, then you can't even go ask the guy, did you send me this email?
That's what I did not understand. That's so crazy to not go next door to, I'm sure you pass these people in the office. Like, I'm not sure the proximity, but I'm sure you can hear the other office having their laughter and daily chat.
Well, I just, it makes no sense to, I mean, wouldn't you, if nothing else, wouldn't you go to your boss?
Yeah. How did he figure, like, yeah, I'll just use my own personal money? The mayor's asking me to use my own personal money that's absolutely absurd.
It's insane. And then the thing is that, see, it's become political is the problem. Because now it's, well, the Republicans, because the auditor's a Republican, they're picking on him.
None of that matters. I understand here in the past 2 years that has gained a little more heads, you know, in local politics. But as far as this, you know, I mean, no. It's no Democrat or Republican thing. I would say it'd be a dereliction of duty of some sort with the first thing and then...
Well, it's going to be...
Next.
It's going to be interesting because now the whole thing has, because apparently the committee that was to investigate the $1.28 million, the auditor was not giving them answers. So now they've sent it to the state. So now the state is going to investigate it and they're going to give a decree back and it's not going to have anything to do with anybody local. And, you know, if the auditor is found negligent on something, it could be bad. And it's my understanding that they're could be, not will be, but could be criminal charges in this matter.
And that's with the with him going ahead and cutting the check to the state of Ohio anyway.
Right, because so far they've been fined. Yeah, they've been fined. Yeah, $66,000 so far.
Yeah, I heard that. That's a lot of doggone money, man.
And two more fines.
Yeah. Yeah. Chickens are going to come to roost on that one.
Well, I just don't know. They haven't paid it yet. The auditor says he's still appealing it. But, you know, it's not a... I can honestly say, people make mistakes. You know what? He's new to the job. He made a mistake. But not telling anybody for 6 months, I don't understand that one. And that he paid the money without ever telling anybody he did from another account.
Yeah, he thought he could just cut a check like he was Daddy Warbucks or something.
I don't know. I didn't think that government ran that way. And I don't get it. It's very confusing to me, to be honest.
It's absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's funny, but also it's not funny, you know? It's like, I don't know. They're pretty old. The whole office there is pretty messed up, I would say. I mean, and didn't Mayor Schertzer even say that when the whole thing came about, that they tried to offer help to him?
Yes.
About this whole thing when it all came about?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a pretty stubborn person when it comes to this whole thing, honestly.
Well, this is what I said the other day. I said, and this is not just applying to the auditor, but when we have positions in government, there are reasons that any job, what's the first question you ask on a job interview? Do you have any experience?
Exactly.
But apparently when it comes to our lives, laws, and money, we just pull anybody in there. I don't quite understand what people vote for anymore. I don't care if you like the person or not. Do they have any qualifications for the job?
Well, that's mostly what local politics is anyway. Who you know, how many friends you got locally, you know.
Well, but you know, I look at Mayor Schertzer, and like him or not, he had been on city council quite a while before he ever became mayor. Yeah. And then you have somebody like Jack Kellogg had been on city council for a long time before he became mayor. Doc Brown had been a county commissioner, had been on city council. So, I mean, it's not like these people just were pulled out of the sky.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's a very...
He had no prior experience at all as a treasurer, auditor, anything at a private business. He wasn't an accountant or anything.
I think he worked at a bank.
Worked at a bank. But not an accountant. Not a CPA.
You know, I'm not really sure. To be honest, I think he...
Scott, I'm going to hang up and I'll let you answer. I got to get off.
Okay. Well, we appreciate it. Yeah, that's that situation. And that gets more complicated as days go on. You know, it's one of those nights.
You know, I can see, though, how that kid, or whoever, I'm sure he wasn't a kid if he was working in the auditor's office, did it, that whole email thing, because I got the same email. And it, I mean, you know, I looked at the email address, and it was from a Gmail, not our work email. And, you know... But I think multiple people responded back because we all got the same email. Like, they were trying to get us all to do it. But then, like, when they sent a second email back, it was like, oh, whoa, no, this isn't right. So, I don't know, but I can see how somebody could very easily be, you know... Because the email said discreetly, please do this discreetly.
But do you have $2,000?
No.
That's what I don't understand.
And that's why I wouldn't do it anyway, because, I mean, I don't have that kind of money anyway, but...
You know, I think we'd be better just to go do this show out in the street tonight. I think we just go in the street and do the show. Oh, it's a night. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We love to hear what's on your mind tonight. A lot of interesting topics. But it's, there has been a problem for years because the internet, people just go on the internet and say whatever they want. That has become a big problem, and that's what makes this problem much more difficult, because people have turned it into a political thing, and I don't know why it would be a political thing. The person who's going for that, after that $66,000 isn't asking if it's a Republican or a Democrat.
Right, they wouldn't care.
No, so I don't quite get it. But everything's politics, I guess.
Everything gets turned that way.
Well, you know what the problem is? You have people who have not studied journalism claiming to be journalists just because they have an outlet. That's okay, but I wish people went into reading things a little more sensible. That they actually realized that you can't believe everything you read.
Right. And I guess sometimes people, they want to trust people. They want to believe what they read.
Well, that's fine, but let's try to get it right every so often, I would think. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Kevin, hi there, sir.
Hey, Thunderbolt, how you doing?
Very good, thank you, and you?
Oh, doing well. It's good to hear from you. How are things?
Who's that pretty lady with you?
Oh, my goodness. That's Angie here.
Look out now. Okay, I'm sorry. What's going on, Scott?
Oh, staying busy, that's for sure. How's life been with you?
Hey, it hasn't changed. Need a job and trying to get to Waterloo and Las Vegas and start a little something going around here.
Well, I know people are looking forward to it.
Well, I'm doing what I can, Scott. How's Sherry doing?
Good.
So what's up? What's going on?
Well, I tell you,
don't communicate, Scott.
I know.
I know you're busy. I've been looking at some of your work, and you're doing real good. But we have to communicate, Scott, because everything is set. All the things they put on there, Scott, is just trouble where this country is. We got so much to talk about, plus we got a lot of towns to put some good rationing in, Scott.
Oh, I know. Now that this is all coming to an end...
It ain't over yet, Scott.
No, that's true.
We got to be sensible, and we got to understand that we're living in the best country in the world, and we have some of the greatest scientists in the world, and we got to do what we're supposed to do.
Now, why do you think...
Keep everybody safe.
Yeah. Why do you think people don't follow that, Thunderbolt? A good number don't.
Well, it's right. You know what? I really, really want to talk with you about this whole thing. I mean, go back to the 6th of January. You, myself, and I imagine people that got good sense never thought something like that would happen here in the United States. Not people from the United States. You understand me?
I agree.
Well, I mean, you know, hey. And Scott, you know, you and I, we've done a lot of talking when we was up there on different things and whatever. And can you tell me why they got so many guys out there running Ole Anderson and myself down?
You know, that's a good question. I don't understand that.
You know what I mean? Jim Cornette, Bill Eady, you know, I mean, Harley Race done it before. I just don't understand, Scott. I didn't make a dime. I was just overlooked, Scott. Not a job. I mean, you know, all of the guys that have had business, have had jobs, booking jobs and running places, ownership and whatever, has killed every territory. Tell me.
Oh, yeah.
It can't be for one thing, Scott.
Well.
We're just small-minded people. But, Scott, there is a God. And there is good people. People just haven't been taught. And people, the way things going on, that's the reason I tell you all the time, need to get understanding. You can't believe big liars. And you can look at the pattern, Scott. Look at them lying. They're paying people to lie. I'm talking about wrestling and fan and politics. You know, Scott, I wanted to run for governor, but I try to stay in my lane.
Well, it's interesting you bring this up, Thunderbolt, because it is true. You took a little look back in, I believe it was 2018, at running for governor of Ohio, and we're about to have another governor's race here. And I'll tell you, because of this pandemic, it is is just a mess up here because we've got the current governor who now is being challenged by his own party for the way he's handled the pandemic. And then on the other side, you've got the Democrats who are trying to get together somebody to run. So it's a mess right now. Somebody...
Well, Scott, you know, I took like then. What did I tell you? The governor that you had up there when I was there was doing a better job. You remember?
I do. He's moved on.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, everything that, I don't know. I'm puzzled. You know, and I'm saying all that, and I'm not puzzled because it's so clear, and people must wake up and see and smell the coffee.
Well, it is true. And you know, Thunderbolt, it's very interesting because what I've always said about you, and I've said it in private and public, is that you are a great example to every man, woman, or child in Ohio or America, because it's never too late. You know, you keep going. You're not going to let it beat you, and that's a positive attitude, and that, I think that's one of the best things you can say about somebody is...
But listen to me, Scott. I'm 80 years old, man. I'll be 80 years old on the 8th of July.
My goodness.
Okay? You know, I mean, look how long I've been overlooked. Look, I mean, all I need... 40 years ago, a guy gave me a job. I've been out all of that time. You understand what I'm saying? And like people, I've tried to tell Tony, I've been trying to tell all of these so-called bookers and so forth and all, that people got to stop playing that race card.
You know, Thunderbolt.
We're all people. We are all child of the living God. You know, for anyone to try to tell somebody what they see, hear, and heard, and tell them that it's not so or something different, and for 50 individuals, Scott, to say that nothing in gold at the Capitol. Well, I'm proud of this United States. Because so many people tried to get to that Ohio River to cross over. Oh, I'm so full, it's kind of about the bus.
You know, Thunderbolt, I tell you, it's very interesting because you're in Georgia right now, and the Attorney General of the United States is suing Georgia right now over voting rights discrimination. What do you make of that?
What do you make of any of this?
Well, I think it means you've been right for a long time.
Well, I mean, but why the wretches like the wrestling business tell them what to believe? And if you don't believe it, you're lying, or you got a problem, or you don't have a job. And I mean, look, Scott, how long I've been persecuted. I've been knocked down, dragged. I mean, I've done my... Hey, when will I be loved? You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
I don't understand. I just don't understand how people let this happen. Because I know that people don't feel this way. And you ain't got to be scared of nothing. They can kill you, but they can't eat you. Look, they won't even stand up for killing. Well, that guy killed Floyd, he's going to have a problem in a few days, you know what I mean?
He's going away for a while.
Well, not only going away for a while, he's going to be used up for a while. That's going to be deep, Scott.
Yeah, that's you know.
And if we don't have no law and order, there would be some chaos. It would be some total chaos. It's chaos now, and coming out of the White House. So talk to me a little bit. You talk to me a little bit, Scott. I talk too much. Where am I coming? What you going to do? Are you going to do what you say? Or what's going on?
Oh, it's going to happen. You know, Thunderbolt, what this has done tonight, this conversation, and I'm so glad the people, because we have no secrets, are getting to listen to this over the airwaves tonight, is that I have missed talking with you. I'm terrible about communication. You know, it is busy part of the time.
There ain't nothing new, Scott. I'm your friend, and I want it at you.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah,
I want, I need a job.
Well, you know what? We were just talking here about this whole governor's race. Maybe we need to talk and have a little sidebar about that in private, and then, you know, come back and talk about this.
Well, I mean, Scott, you just can't imagine how my phone is ringing now. I can't just sit and wait and then schedule what I'm going. You know, I was going to have a birthday party here, but people ask, I mean, not only the, you know, building people where you say they work on this floor or they going up on the price or even the individuals that say they in your corner. I mean, no. I don't want to move further. And I'm thinking about even moving home or coming. And it's too cold up there, you know?
There is some cold months, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the reason I always kept my place around down here. And I always needed money because I didn't take up both places. You know what I'm saying?
I do. You know, Thunderbolt, I am going to get with you this weekend because I do want to talk to you about your birthday, big 80th coming up here, June the 8th. So I will be in touch soon.
Well, I appreciate it. I really do. And I want you to say, Heaven, how's that beautiful lady now? And I want you to treat her right, Scott.
I'll do that.
Okay, I promise.
Hey, thank you, Thunderbolt.
Love you. Be good.
Bye-bye. All right, beautiful lady, what do you think? There's nobody like him.
No, I've never met him.
Oh, you want me to get him up here for the 80th birthday? We'll have a big birthday party.
Yeah.
Gotta move quick.
Right.
How about him for lieutenant governor? Ooh-wee, we would, I'll tell you, then we would knock this state over.
Yeah.
What do you think, me and Thunderbolt?
I was just looking him up.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
He was a very famous professional wrestler. Also union organizer, civil rights activist.
Oh, yeah.
He's big. You know, Jesse Ventura was governor of Minnesota. Why not Thunderbolt Patterson as governor?
Is he a wrestler, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't you think we need a change here in this state?
Well,
can you imagine him as governor, Thunderbolt?
Well, that would be interesting.
You think anybody's going to go up to the state house and push him around?
Well, no.
No. That's what we need. We need a somebody who's going to just, you know, throw it down. He's such an interesting guy. I like Thunderbolt a lot.
He's very nice.
Oh, I have spent time with Thunderbolt. Thunderbolt's a wonderful, wonderful guy. So what do you think? Scott and Thunderbolt for governor. Let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And what's our slogan going to be?
I forget that fast.
Oh, jeez. Heads are going to roll.
Oh, yeah. Heads are going to roll.
And with Thunderbolt, heads will roll. Can you imagine somebody trying to get in his face and tell him he's not going to do something?
Oh, yeah, I don't think that would happen.
No, you're not going to do that. He
definitely
put a hurting on you.
Right.
He is such a unique man, to be honest with you. I love the guy. He's so unique. He's so involved with everything. People don't realize how smart he is. I mean, he follows the news. He follows his business, wrestling. He follows politics. He follows history. He's a very bright, intelligent guy. And he's a lot of fun, too. I've had many. You know, he stayed with me for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a good time.
Well, that's good.
We used to drive around town and, you know, he'd tell stories and we'd laugh. It's a good time. In any event, what do you think? Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. And I did not know he was going to call in, but I got to be better about this communication. I'm terrible with everybody. I feel horrible. Everybody gets angry at me because I don't return phone calls. I'm not good at it. Can you vouch for me on this?
Well, I don't really talk to you on the phone.
Right, because I'm not a phone. I'm horrible at that.
I think we've talked on the phone maybe like 5 times max.
Right. I mean, I like to talk on the phone once I'm on the phone, but returning phone calls and answering the phone, I'm horrible. I'm just horrible. Now, once I get on there, you can't shut me up. But it's difficult. I don't know why. Can you imagine Thunderbolt sitting here next week? What if we can get him up here? You know, it's not that far from Georgia. He can just drive up.
Well, you guys would do all the talking.
Oh, no, you'd like him, and he'd like you.
Well, I'm sure, but, you know, I don't mind taking the back burner.
And let me tell you something. He's very, for 80 years old, you wouldn't know it. He's stayed in good shape. And in his business, that's difficult.
Right. We've watched things.
And seen some people much younger than 80 who are not looking so good.
Right. Well, he must have taken good care of himself.
He told me one time he hasn't eaten any pork in something like 20 years.
Just for why?
Health.
Health. They say pork is bad?
I guess.
Huh.
You'd have to ask him. But he does things for his health. He would tell me things like he stopped eating this, and he didn't eat this type of food, and...
I was talking to somebody today about the keto diet, and this person was telling me how she's doing really good with it. And I said, well, that would be everything I eat.
Well, it's got to be a lifestyle. Well, where's our guy earlier on who said he wouldn't vote for me, he'd be voting for Nan Whaley? Now, what if it was me and Thunderbolt?
Maybe.
Now, you think Nan Whaley is going to stand up to Thunderbolt Patterson?
She might.
Can you imagine Thunderbolt grabbing a hold of Governor DeWine by his tie? Or that Renacci? You know, it'd be a thing. I just let him do all the work.
I think I'm over politics. Like,
you'd have to come to the governor's mansion.
Well, that would be fun.
You'd be...
I don't know.
Why, make sure you had the position.
Of... I'll be dog taker.
The dogs.
Yeah, I can take care of the dogs.
I'll tell you what. You know, I have never been much of a pet person. But recently, I think... I still wouldn't own one personally alone, but I have two new friends who I think like me, and I like them.
That's very sweet. Dogs are man's best friend.
Now, these two dogs are funny. I like them. They are comical.
They are.
They love the people food.
They do. Most dogs do.
Yeah, but they go crazy. If the refrigerator door opens, they're right there.
They will go after any type of food, yes.
But then they're right on you. You know, sitting on your lap. They're just funny dogs. I like them.
They're very loving.
Yeah. Now, what do you want to say about the tomato plant? Because you had me out there last night. You demanded that I go outside and dig a hole.
Well, yes, because we had it in a pot. The pot was just too small. And I even offered to go back to my house to get... I have a bigger pot at my house. So I even offered to go back home to get my bigger pot. But there was some dirt in there that I had to dump out. And I'm really not very strong, so I couldn't dump it. So I was going to have you dump it, and then we could just put the tomato plant in that big pot. But you're like, no, we'll dig the hole.
And I did dig the hole,
did
I not?
You did dig the hole. But it was very hard because the ground was so hard. But I don't understand why your ground is so hard. We've had plenty of rain. It just must not rain up close to your house. I don't understand that.
Well, it's planted now.
Yeah, we'll see how it does. Did you check on it today?
I did. I said, how are you? It said, fine.
Okay.
I said, are you planning on putting any tomatoes on your vine anytime soon? And it said, we'll see.
Well, you'll see how much it grows, like, being in the ground, how much more it's going to grow.
Well, somebody said there might be a problem because of the hard ground. See,
well,
I think...
Well, I was a little leery because the ground was so hard and it's rocky. Like, you know, you always hear the story, don't do the rocky soil. And it's very rocky soil. But I think it'll be fine. I mean, I don't know. I put a lot of other soil in it, so it's not just like the earth soil. I put other soil.
Well, I think the roots will go anywhere.
Oh, I think they will too. I mean, you have all those other plants growing.
Right.
So I don't think it'll be a problem.
Give me a buzz here, folks. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you've been thinking about calling all night, we got 6 minutes left in the program. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. He did say the 8th, didn't he? July the 8th?
Yeah, it is July the 8th.
July the 8th, his 80th birthday.
When
so,
I was looking him up, I read that.
So the 4th is Sunday, a week from this Sunday.
Right. That's my sister's birthday, too.
July 4th?
Yep. Kathy's birthday.
Oh, her birthday is July the 4th?
No, July 8th.
Oh, July the 8th.
Right.
So that would be the following Thursday. That would be a week from this Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what we would do, though. I mean, things are open, but how do you celebrate? Have a party?
Party. L&P cake.
Cake? Pizza?
Pizza.
Invite everybody from the station?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought, oh yeah, him and Mary Ellen were together once at the fair. You know, he came in the first time Thunderbolt, no, it wasn't the first time, second time, I think, that he came in during the fair, and he went to the fair with us every day. And boy, did we have fun at the fair.
Oh.
We did.
Did you guys walk around, or you just sat at the table and...
It was hot that year, I remember. It was about a bazillion degrees. But we did shows from the fair, which were a lot of fun. And people knew him. You know, they remembered him. You know, that's his crowd. And he had wrestled in that Coliseum.
Did he?
Which was interesting. So going back all these years later.
Wow. Huh. I didn't know they used to wrestle.
Oh, yeah.
In that Coliseum.
They used to peck that thing. 5,000 seats.
Wow. You know, they are setting up all the rides and everything at the fair already.
When does it open? Is it Sunday or Monday?
Probably Monday.
Is there going to be horse racing this year?
Well, I have no idea.
I just don't care about the fair. Really, the only times I've ever went was when I broadcast from there.
Hmm.
I just, it's not...
I grew up going to the fair.
For me, I don't ride rides.
I don't think I'd ride the fair rides.
And...
Now.
Well, I never did. So what am I going to do there?
Walk around.
It just...
You know, they had... The last time I was at the fair, I watched a dog show. They had a guy come in and that did all these tricks with his rescue dogs. It was really cute.
One year I called the horse races. And I'm trying to remember how I did that. Isn't that interesting? I can't remember if I did it over the phone or what happened.
And they usually have a rodeo. That's fun to watch. The rodeo.
See, you go to the fair, and then they make you park in the grass, and then it rains, and you're in the mud, and then you got to walk a bazillion miles to get anywhere, and the whole thing to me is just, like, I remember broadcasting, because we would broadcast from, like, 10 in the morning till usually, like, 3 or 4 in the afternoon. And you'd get there in the morning, and you'd get an okay parking space, but then it was just so hot in there. I mean, they have no air conditioning in that Coliseum. And then that year I was there, it was hot every day with Thunderbolt. I remember driving him in with him every day, and it was just a scorcher. I remember we would go back to the studio and sit in the air conditioning. Because it was so hot.
Just to cool down.
Just to cool down. Because you had to drag the equipment in. You couldn't leave it there. Because people would steal it. So you had to take the equipment to the car, carry it in these totes. And it was just, if it hadn't been so gazillionarily hot, it would have been okay. But it was.
Well, it always rains the week of the fair. So it's probably going to rain this week. Because there's usually torrential downpours during the fair.
I'm just not a fair person. Well, I'm not really a popcorn festival person, though, anymore, either. To me, you know, I may run up there and get some waffles. That's about it.
Like, what kind of waffles?
Like, that's my favorite fair food. Really, the only kind of fair food that I really have any kind of craving for are the waffles. You know, they're waffles. What do they call them?
I like the funnel cakes.
I don't think it's a funnel cake. It's the waffles that have powdered sugar on them, and they break really easy when you touch them.
Oh, I don't know if I've ever had one. I think I know what you're talking about. They have the holes in them.
Like, yeah, yeah. And you have to buy them in bags of 6 or 12, and they're like $10.
I love those.
I
don't think I've ever had one.
Oh, I love them. That's the only, all the other stuff I could care less about. I don't care about the bourbon chicken. I don't care about the gyros or the euros. I don't care about the funnel cakes. I don't care about the elephant ears. All I like is those.
Everybody likes the bourbon chicken.
Not me. I'd run up and I'd get that waffle and I'd get out. That's that. We're all done for tonight. What an interesting show this has been.
Interesting.
Interesting. For Angie Evers, this is Scott Spears. For this Friday night, last Friday in June, heading for the dugout.
These emails were flying around on April 2nd, and on December 9th, you publicly said you didn't know anything about it, and it all came down that way. Do you wish you had said, yes, I know about it on December 9th, or had reported it earlier?
Oh, gosh, I'm not sure that you have all the dots connected there. But if you ask, do I wish, throughout the course of the entire